I know time is coming short, so I just want, years ago, right, David, a person like me that had one or occasional character sell, I can just show you the power of social media, occasional character sell, you would hope that a day like today, Friday, in order to get your ad in the newspaper, you got to go down to the media house before 1 o'clock. And if you get there 2 minutes after one, rabbit eat your lunch, because you can't get it in for Tuesday.
Well, that's the positive aspect. That's the positive aspect of
David,
it.
David, could I speak?
Well, you're lucky that I'm talking to you, because let me tell you something.
I really don't care if you're
really,
if you
can speak, you are lucky that I am talking to you,
David,
Let me speak and you could talk after.
You speak all the time.
No, I can speak and I will talk to you after.
Uh-huh.
You are lucky that I am talking to you in view of the kind of conduct that you engaged in on the last occasion that you let me tell you something. You ain't coming on the air to deal with me on any personal matter. I want you to understand that in the future it ain't to happen.
But if you could imagine if Gearbox, the host of this program, we call today.
It doesn't matter. But I'm just letting you know.
But you just the facilitator, David.
I think that you can. I really believe.
I really believe
that sometimes you really go too far.
Good, fine, all right. I want to say this though. And you make me actually want to forget what you're saying, because you must hit people. I am saying to you, David.
I hit you because of what you sought to do when last you came here on the air.
But
and then you admit that it was personal.
I'd glad to hear that, Ronnie. Give me your answer, Heather.
I don't need to discuss that with you. I told you so before.
I ain't discussing it. I said what I'm glad to hear.
Anyhow, let's move on.
I know.
What else you gotta say?
I want to say to you, right, I do not believe that people should be using the social media to malign or to scandal or to damage people's reputation. I don't believe
that.
Well,
it is up to you.
No, I said, well...
It is up to people like you. It is up to people... Let me make the point. It is up to people like you.
The problem is you can make your point and then you can tell me goodbye.
No, it is up to people like you to exert the necessary influence on those people to let them know that when they are doing that, it is not something that you admire. But unfortunately, there are too many people who like gossip and bad behavior and encourage that kind of conduct. So you should tell the people who do that not to send it to you.
If I'm saying to you, I get all things on my phone. I get all kinds of things on my Facebook. I get all kinds of things on WhatsApp. And the truth is, I just get what I'm not interested in. If it is a good piece of gossip, I would listen and laugh, and I would probably share it with friends. Right? If it's a good porn, I would share it with you or somebody else. You understand that? But I am not. I'm not a perfect person. And I like to. Anybody that know me know that I like a good piece of gossip and a good laugh.
Which means that, in a sense.
And I know you like gossip.
You don't know enough about me, bro. What I like and I don't like.
I just told you
what I don't like. I don't like how you sometimes use the call-in program. You see, I get into a scenario where I become a target of all types of criticism.
But you're the public figure.
Largely because I take a stand on how people use a forum such as this.
David, all public figures that I know about that operate in this country went through some sort of public ridicule. What made you different, David? That made people stronger.
But I'm talking about me in that respect. I'm saying that you should not... You will not be allowed to come on the air and use the program in that way. And when next you call, you stay on the high ground, like how you're staying on it right now, okay?
Oh, good, good. Thanks for that. But in the interest of time,
I'm really shocked that you call me, though.
But I really don't like calling you, but I still maintain that you're one of the best in the business.
I am totally shocked.
But you're one of the best in the business, and they from time to time. I tell Sanka yesterday, not yesterday, the day before, that I cut off a few moderators off my bucket list. So you should be glad that I'm calling you.
Listen.
You know?
The truth of the matter is that, anyhow, let's not go there. Let's move on. I'll talk to you another time. Down the brass tacks. Hello?
Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, you know. David, I want to speak about two things concerning the pensions. And then I want to give my Barbados Labour Party colleagues some information and to put them indeed on the guard. But first, I must say to you, I am more than impressed with the way you know handled the last caller. Because, David, I know you, and I know you well. I know you are a well-educated guy. And you, when you hear these little dirty snippets coming, you would know exactly what that conversation was about to go. Because I know the story too. And I'm glad you handle it in a professional manner to show that person that you are well above their whatever. I can't find the word there. And I'm glad you deal with that matter. Deal with that, yeah, sorry. Now, concerning the stocks, the pension matter,
mm-hmm.
I honestly believe, and I must say this to the stocks man, I understand what he is saying, and I know lots of the things that he's saying is true as far as the disability pensions is concerned, and then the national insurance pensions. And I would like to enlighten the stocks man that I think it would be best as someone within the government of the South come once and for all and put this matter to rest. Because like all the other callers saying, I could remember, two other government ministers mentioned it, and this thing is still out there on the line. I believe the Minister of Finance should come and give you a definite statement concerning this particular matter. Let me tell you why. I find it strange to know that you may have someone, this is just an example, getting $700 as a disability pension. And whatever occur after they find this mistake, this person began $24, $30 per month. Something is not right there. Someone will go and tell me what this $30 is. If it's a pension, it can't be a disability pension anymore. Because they ain't getting that pension no more. So if someone will go and kind of tell me what is $34 for. It can't be a national insurance pension. So there's something that we do not know that will cause someone to fall from $700 to $30, $34, whatever, and that sort of figure. So I think all that needs to be explained. Do you agree with what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I made a point earlier that given the confusion that exists over the matter right now, notwithstanding the earlier statements that were made by the ministry itself, and then the comments which were made by ministers.
Correct.
When you pull it all together, there is that measure of that element of confusion there. So
right, there's something is not really telling there. Something got wrong somewhere.
I agree.
That's why we believe that we need to get a definite statement concerning the entire matter and we put this thing to rest once and for all.
Yes.
Now, my next point, and I believe I need to tell the Barbados Labour Party, my colleagues, the truth for this matter. And I'm going to pose the question to you first before mm-hmm. I go on to my real what I want to say to them. Now, the last general election we had in this country, David, you know there was I call almost a gulf of young people who went towards the Barbados Labour Party. And I suspect that a lot of these young people at the time when they embraced the Barbados Labour Party and the Prime Minister, now the Mayor Molly, now Prime Minister, that these people, especially young people, I mean, they're trying to emphasize on them. The majority of these young people, they, I don't think they have any love for politics, politicians, or anything of that sort. They were just following Prime Minister Mayor Motley. At that time, she wasn't Prime Minister yet. Because they recognize that she can relate to them, and they also can relate to her, and she was saying what they want to hear, something that they didn't hear for the longest time. And they all embraced Prime Mayor Motley at that time and her programs. And up to this day, I know there's no regret, because when I look at just a couple of weeks ago, and I saw the amount of students who now register for the UW again, the university, sorry. And the registrar down there said that there was such an influx that they were more than impressed. And that wasn't happening the last 2-3 years ago. These people now come, and they realize that they could now go and get a free tertiary education. And it showed me that this would be a vast amount of young people who would be lost after coming from secondary school had not the government reintroduced free tertiary education at university for these students. But what I want to say to you, or ask you, I went too long there.
You know.
Those young people, David, that embraced Prime Minister Motley, as I said, they didn't have any caring for politics or politicians. They come and accept what she had offered them. Now, I hear the last call you had, that's what I want to come to know, came the same time you came with this nonsense. And he was saying to the people of this country that if the Democratic Labour Party supporters go back home, that the same Prime Minister that he was praising all through 2014 and 18.
But you got me I'm concerned here about how long it is taking you to make the point.
Well, let me wrap it up faster. Sorry about that. You know, but he was praising that this Prime Minister now was the best thing anything or anyone could ever want to see or hear heard about. And he was in full support of her. And I find it doubly strange now, but I got an idea why. He all of a sudden believed that if Verla, the Peace and the Democrat Labour Party supporters go back home, they would pose such a great challenge to Prime Minister.
Who is saying that?
Wesley said that twice. He said that. And I find it real strange, but I know why. But, I mean, I as I said to him before, if he honestly believed that the Democrat Labour Party supporters could go back home, could pose a chance to Prime Minister Motley, as I said to him, take up your books and march back the Democrat Labour Party.
I think you really spent too much time on him already. Let's move on to another caller. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Hello? You on the air?
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Morning.
Yes, morning.
Morning.
Yes.
I the first call I called before about the pensions.
Yes.
I wasn't speaking about the disability. I was speaking about the own from the distribution from the department.
You were talking about the pension. You're saying that the distribution, you haven't been able to get your pension on time.
Right. So it went off straight to the disability, I think. Like that. But anyhow, my mother was now got a problem not receiving hers on time. And she was living in a different area before, and she went and filed an application to get it changed, and they haven't done it yet neither. I don't understand the sorting out of the pensions is happening at that department.
Okay, well, we have to ask some question on your behalf.
Anyhow, yes,
don't brass
tacks.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr.
Prime Minister Barr to do all the fix all the matters in Barbados. The question asking, if there's so much problems, where the money is, she Barr to fix the problems.
But, you know, you're talking about the absence of the money. But this may well have more to do with an administrative issue or something like that. So it's trying to get behind. I mean, sometimes when the pension checks are late, that has nothing to do with the fact that the government doesn't have money. The government, the money is there, but then you have these administrative challenges.
I'm not relating only to pension checks.
What are you relating it to?
I mean to the other issues like garbage and other issues like that.
Look, you know,
and the trucks and
one of the things that I've watched countries around us go through some problems, see? And sometimes when you slip too far down, it takes you quite a while to be able to get back up. And I'll give you examples of countries that really slip far. Jamaica was one. Jamaica has not yet recovered from the blows that it went through in the 1980s. Guyana is another. Has not yet recovered after all of these years. Zimbabwe is another. All right? Now, yeah. We are not in that situation, but I want to make the point that you may find that some of our sectors, not the country as a whole, but some sectors may be in a situation where it is far more difficult to get to the point where you want them to immediately because of the challenges that they face. Garbage collection and the transport board. Remember, they didn't have new vehicles for a long time. And in this program, we used to talk about the fact that it wasn't just the vehicles, but there was no discussion whatsoever about the internal workings of the, especially the SSA. I mean, we used to go through debate after debate in the House of Assembly, and you didn't get a focus on the SSA and the internal workings of it and the challenges that they were facing there and that sort of thing, the mechanisms that were being put in place. You would find that an estimates debate would come up and they would handpick a couple of issues, and sometimes the most important issues never got discussed,
yes,
in Parliament.
I understand that,
so all of that was there.
When you get equipment, then you could deal with that matter after.
It is not just it's not just equipment. Equipment is part of it.
Yes, part of it. If no tracks, and then you still didn't get any turn, what the workers will get to work with.
Yeah, but I accept that the equipment is important. But remember this, there's another dimension to the equipment. It was repairing it. You know, when the equipment comes, then what is the plan that government has for trying to make sure that that equipment is in working order?
So you
appreciate that you can't just tell me you need the equipment.
Right.
You got to tell me what else you're going to do.
You got to start with all the matters.
Right. What changes are you going to introduce to make sure that we don't end up with a situation where the people at work, but the vehicles parked because they can't work?
I know there's no vehicles. It's still in a different neighborhood.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello? You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I speaking to Mr. Ellis?
Yes, I think you know that.
Okay, I didn't sure know. The volume was a little low, so that's why. Now, Mr. Ellis.
Yes.
Can you help me? When I call the staff, most of the time I'll be seeking information. And sometimes I find that it's a problem seeking information. We're the number one radio station, and I believe the number one print media owned by this one network.
I will say one thing to you, Alvin. I think you must have recognized by now that I prefer to have you come more with the information than seeking the information from me.
Okay.
I prefer to have a situation where rather than come to essentially pick at the moderator, that you actually do what so many other people do.
Okay, Mr. Ellis, I understand what you're saying.
So once you know that that's what I prefer, I want you to come forward.
Okay, well, I understand what you prefer, Mr. Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm doing is copying Bastard for the last 11 years. I'm doing nothing different to what was going on Bastard.
But perhaps I'm asking for change because I don't believe that that approach is...
Now, I understand that.
That approach may not be as useful as you think.
Okay. I know it work.
Because work for who?
The government and I help another government to get 36.
By picking up moderators?
Listen to what I'm saying. What I used to... Let me get to my point first.
Before
we talk and then you don't get my point.
Six. That's correct.
Miss Ellis, you knew anything... Did you hear anywhere about this, a town hall meeting in Parliament anywhere, about that joint agreement between Barbados and Trinidad? Can you tell me where anything was discussed, where and when?
Is
at
it
any time?
Is
let's say from the Minister of Energy or the Prime Minister?
Do you know
anything whatsoever about that agreement?
No.
Okay, you don't?
No.
But this is where I'm at.
Apart from what was said... When the two prime ministers signed the memorandum of understanding.
Okay, but let me explain to you. People say it's coming asking questions. Now, the late David Thompson, who used to explain everything that we're going into, not only him, the Democrats in the world, that's why this gets so much trouble.
What's that? What you said?
You want me to repeat it?
That the Democratic Labour Party. As a whole, explains so many things that's where they get so much trouble.
Listen, Miss Ellis. I get into the point now, I guess.
Hear this one.
Saying. David Thompson went to Trinidad and had a welcome like he was the Prime Minister of Trinidad. And on that trip, I think they made some arrangement for a pipeline, gas line to Barbados. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. In the last election, a particular lawyer that was involved in that program, plans or whatever was put in place, was lambasted throughout the election for getting paid for doing nothing. What I want to find out, this signing have anything to do with that old plan or this is a new plan?
You're asking me?
I'm asking if the signature...
I can't give you the answer.
So what I don't understand, Ms. Ellis...
I thought that this plan, this discussion revolves around the whole idea of oil and gas exploration, which is not the same thing as...
But you can't say that because you don't know...
Which is not the same thing as...
Ms. Ellis, you are... saying what you don't know. You know, I ain't hear nothing at all about it besides Barbados signing an agreement between that because of some girls that want to stay close to the Barbados border. That is all we know.
But that is the same thing.
So you can't say it's for this because you and I don't know.
Right.
But this is what I'm saying, Miss Ellis. And you get best when I speak. And the got certain moderators don't like to hear me at all and it's cut me. I am hearing now after the 25th of May 2018, that you should get information before you speak. You should get this before you speak. And I remember all the things that was discussed that after today, none of them know what happened from the Cahill issue and everything. That was an everyday discussion and nobody knew. You all was running the things that was dropping off the tracks and things, and they were debated on the radio, Miss Ellis. But we should know what went on with that signature, what the Prime Minister signed about, what is all about. Is it a continuation of the agreement that David Thompson went into in 2009, early 2009? Is that the same agreement or this is a new one? And if it is a new one, why is not discussed that we will know what's going on, Miss Ellis? Am I wrong?
Well, I understand it to be a new agreement. I do not interpret it as being a continuation of any agreement signed between the former, the now deceased former prime minister. Look, this says here, the MOU establishes a general framework for both parties to undertake cooperative initiatives in the areas of energy, energy security, and energy exploration, development, and production in relation to hydrocarbon resources that extend across their maritime boundary. In describing the push for cooperation in the energy sector between the two countries, Dr. Rowley said, it is all good for Barbados and it is all good for Trinidad and Tobago. He noted that once gas is found in the Barbados acreage and that gas finds its way to the market through the plants in Trinidad and Tobago, it would create a larger resource base for Trinidad and Tobago while allowing Barbados access to a market to sell whatever is found in their acreage.
Okay, Ms. Ellis. I understand that call. You heard that too.
Energy company BHP has made gas discoveries in the northeastern areas of Trinidad and Tobago's maritime assets, drilling successful wells that are close to the Barbadian border. The company is also working in Barbados' waters close to the border. That is what it says. It says it establishes a general framework for the two parties to work together.
Miss Ellis.
Yes, please.
Everything you know, say, I heard before. You know, there's plenty, you know, the larger percent of this country, I believe, ain't know about that. Did you just read it?
Why is that? But you know about it?
Because I'm political.
So that's the reason you raise some of the issues that you do too, in the way that you do. Because you are always political.
Everybody know I'm political. What I am saying is this. How can a prime minister go and sign something on behalf of Barbadians that they know nothing about? That's all I want to find out, Mr. Ellis.
You know, that's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear you talk in this way because over the years, we have had treaties that have been signed that the public of Barbados knew nothing about.
By whom? Which government?
The Democratic Labour Party is immune to that? You serious?
Name a treaty that we signed that. We came to the people they first. Name it.
You come to the country first. I can check and tell you now.
So check and come back. All right. You don't have to do it now.
I can check and tell you because I remember that we were discussing, talking to you, you always end up in a back and forth and cross talk. So, you know, you don't know when to stop. Let me hear your other point before you go along.
Miss Ellis.
Yes.
I don't understand what's going on between these ministers. We have ministers saying one thing. We have chairmen saying one thing. And it looked to me like if this cabinet and those responsible for the day-to-day running of these boards and things seems not to be working together. Now, in the Prime Minister's first mini-budget, she told us that Barbados is in a state where garbage is concerned. This June 2018. And when she look at the files, the former government have ordered 7 trucks, but she cannot wait so long for those 7 because the state of the garbage on the street. You remember that?
Yeah.
She says these 7 trucks is expected come November 2018. But she will have to move forward. And I think it was either 10 or 15 second-hand ones from the UK. We know all the history behind that, so we ain't going there. Last week or week before, I hear the minister responsible for garbage, Mr. Prescott, said that 12 trucks will be in Barbados before the end of September. Did you hear him?
And you're saying that to say what?
This morning now, I hear the chairman saying that these 12 trucks is still in Japan or somewhere on their way to America because the special work has to be done and there's a possibility to be here by the end of December. Do these people speak and talk with one another that you can understand what's going on, Miss Ellis? No, you got the chairman saying one thing, the minister responsible saying something else, and I just don't understand how it could be one body of people working. You have a minister of labor saying one thing, a minister within a ministry of finance saying one thing, and then you got the number one minister in Barbados, the number one minister after the prime minister, a gentleman called Statsman. He's the number one minister in Barbados that know everything about what's going on with this problem, that the number one minister should come and clear, because he's the number one on the minister, so he's number two. Instead of he called the prime minister, because the prime minister got to go. He got to go, the prime minister.
No. You need more time, but this is one of those days when you ain't gonna get any more time. You're finishing up because we gotta go to the news. You need more time than everybody else. You had so much time already. Down to brass tacks.